Thank you so much. Yes, indeed. Mike and Kim, all here for the good stuff. And do we ever have a show packed today? Let's talk, before we get started, about Tri-State Livestock News. They're not the colorful, fancy, full-color magazine type, you know. They're pretty down-to-earth, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Those who read it appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you're going to embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out, tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
Some big things coming up in the month of September for the Valentine area, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out at their website, visitvalentine.com. On the 6th, it's the Cadusa Cook-Off, and music by Kate Watson that evening. On the 12th and 13th, they have the Sandhills Catfish Tournament going on, and of course, they have music that night as well, that Saturday night. And then the 19th through the 21st is the Sparks Nebraska Spurs Cowboy Fast Draw, the Heart City Roundup. So check it all out. Visit valentine.com. Plenty of things to do this fall.
Mike, I was going through one of Slim McNutt's book of poems, and I came across this one, and I thought it sounded pretty good. After a particularly frustrating day with his computer, he vented by writing this poem. I thought that'd be a good one for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
So we hand that one off, do we?
Yeah, I do. Think
all
so.
All right. From Slim McNutt. I rode some pretty tough ones, got throwed from really rough ones, stood my ground in raging blizzards and cabin in the rain, but that dad-burned old computer made me go for my six-shooter. Electronic homicide is the charge that caused me pain. I'll try to fess the crime, if you've got a little time. It's still a whirling blur of action in my mind. Never had no electric gadgets, no telephones to make bad habits. We were living life as peaceful as we could find. I grew up in a house of log, spent my youth with horse and dog. Our running water was a creek that flowed out back. After years with no electric, our life became more hectic. So we got a new computer just to get our life on track. But the dadgum thing, it lies, then just seems to close its eyes. While my temper's flaring hotter than a match put to a fuse, no matter how I clicked it, and even when I kicked it. When I gave it my instruction, it would blatantly refuse. When I thought I had it mastered, I'd get sidelined by that machine, and my blood pressure'd hit the top of mine ring my bell. Then I'd throw fits and cuss and holler, but my instructions, it won't foller. And I made an oath to see that thing in the trash. Now, a man can't be expected to understand how it's connected to the underworld from where it gets its mind, and to absolutely balk when I try computer talk. Leads a man to say some words that truly are unkind, but I fought it night and day trying to make it work my way. But it would lock up tight and I'd be sent to start, but the final nasty straw that brought this grisly law was an outright dirty trick on that computer's part. When I sent this bold email to my honey in the Vale, it seems the sheriff's wife got it in her spam. Well, you've heard of in hot water, but this ain't scalding oil and hotter. So I shot that raunchy thing and went running on the lam. Now I'm looking out through bars, watching folks in fancy cars, 'cause the hoose gals in the classy part of town. But since the details are so gory, I will end this twisted story by getting in my memory and winding this tale down. While extracting my bold review from that sheriff's CPU, they discovered that old sheriff was a money-laundering fool. So now he's here with bars between us, calls me names, sure as a mean old cuss, but tain't my fault, it's that computer, caused me to lose my cool. That's Electronic Homicide from Slim McNutt.
I enjoyed that. Hey, here's an interesting fact. Did you know the bucking horse and rider first made its appearance on the Wyoming license plates in 1936?
That's been around a while, almost 90 years. Almost.
Yeah. The Wyoming license plates were the first state plates to utilize a symbolic image of the state. Other states soon followed suit.
They were the first ones to do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
They were the first ones to let women vote, and they were the first ones for...
Well, Wyoming they're all trendsetters.
Trendsetters out there. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and then keep listening to this great radio station for the good stuff.